こんにちは、マイス東京です。いきなりですが、今週は先週に引き続きこのテーマでお送りします。
Inspired Green Living from Japan Part 2。
はい、日本のエコを世界に発信パート2です。ゲストは先週に引き続きエコで日本と世界を結ぶ若き起業家、株式会社エコトワザ社長の大塚玲奈さんです。それではやってみましょうか。
Let's roll
My Eyes Tokyo。
東京チャッ
ター、はい、世界中の素敵な皆さんに送る素敵なコーナー、東京チャッターです。今週は先週に引き続きこのテーマです。まやさん、お願いします。
Yes, again from last week、the theme is Inspired Green Living from Japan Part 2。
はい、
yes.
日本のエコを世界に発信パート2です。はい、今週もお忙しいところお越しいただいています。株式会社エコトワザ代表取締役大塚玲奈さんです。どうもこんにちは。
こんにちは。
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for joining us again.
Yeah.
ありがとうございます。でですね、まあ、先週もお伝えしたんですけども、大塚玲奈さん、玲奈さん、ごめんなさい、玲奈さんですけども、日本ならではのエコ技術を集めて、その秘訣を英語と日本語のバイリンガルで世界に伝える活動を雑誌オンラインで行うとともに、オンラインショップで日本の職人さん、まあ、もしくはそのさ、まあ、先週補足説明がありました、まあ、そういったエコパワーですね、エコ、まあ、大体エネルギーを使った、はい、そういうものを、製品を使った、まあ、エコフレンドリーな品々を紹介販売しているということで、前さん、English please。
Yeah, so our guest again from last, continuing from last week is Miss Otsuka Rina. She's the president of Eko to Waza Corporation. Yeah, you're promoting eco-friendly Japanese products online and on your magazine, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So we'd like to ask her more about her background and her mission mm-hmm. this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. はい、そうですね。で、先週はですね、まあ、その、まあ、大塚さんの活動、Eko to Wazaの活動、まあ、語っていただいたともにね。プロダクツいろいろありました。ネイキッドパン、南部鉄器のね、
ネイキッドパン、
yes. 100% 南部鉄器、コーティングなしのフライパン。
I'm really, yeah, I'd really want to try it now. After hearing you, yeah, you're very convincing.
カスタマ
ー、yes.
はい。で、あとアクリルタワシですね。これを使って、yeah. 作っ、まあ避難所で、震災の被災地の避難所でみんなで作って、
mm-hmm. ね。アクリル
そうですね。そうですね。で、まああの、に、あの東京、中国にも、ここ中国にも縁があるということを話しましたけども、でちょっと先週ね、あのちょっとお聞きし忘れてしまったなんてことがありましてですね、その主にそのどこの国からの需要が多いのかなということをちょっとお聞きしたいんですけどね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we didn't have time exactly to ask you last week because Tokai-san kept on, you know, yeah, no. But yeah, actually, it's interesting to know where exactly are your customers from. Are they mostly from Japan or...Who buys your products?
Yeah, I guess like on the English side, half of the people are, I guess they are living in Japan,
oh, okay.
or at least they're visiting Japan, and the other half are from like a lot of places, but we do have a lot of customers from Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, it's, well, it's nearby, okay. you know, it's really in the south of Japan, so, and also a lot of them are from the UK, some from the States as well, so I guess it's a lot of American, like English-speaking countries.
そうですね。サイトがイングリッシュです。
How about Asian countries like Philippines, for example?
I really want to be in Philippines now. So I mean, but there are a lot of accesses, but we don't have a lot of people who actually buy.
Maybe we can promote that.
Yeah,
why not?
いいね、いいね。ご用命はマイス東京まで。で、そんなね、もうワールドワイドに活動されてます。大塚さんなんですけどね。この原点があるわけですね。でお聞きしたところによると、そのなんと2歳から10歳までニューヨーク。
So you grew up in New York?
Yes, I did. Well, in the suburbs of New York, so not Manhattan, but...
まだ住まないでしょ、あんまり人は。
For how long were you there?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah, from 2 years old to 10 years old. I thought that I was an American at the time.
Oh, really?
そう、アメリカ人と信じていた自分がね。
And then you came back to Japan when you were 10, so that's like grade...
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade, yeah. Oh, okay.
So how did you find Tokyo?
It's a nice place, but I have to say that I did get asthma. All Tokyo is bad, but I happen to be living near a big road, so.
I see.
Were you always sensitive to, you know?
Not really. No. So I guess it could have been stress a little bit. Maybe. I don't know the real reason. But that was one of the reasons.
But it
why
started when you came back to
Tokyo. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So how long did you get this asthma?
It was like a child asthma. So it didn't. It was like for 5-6 years, I guess, until junior high. But, I was in gymnastics clubs. And
Really?
Yeah. and then it got better. And I'm totally fine right now.
クラブ活動とかでね、なんとか治ってきたっていうところですよね。で、そんな感じで、その喘息にかかった。だから東京がね、ちょっと綺麗な街。思ったほどではなかった。
Because in the States, I only know about Japan through like books or magazines or about asking my grandma and stuff. I thought it was a beautiful country with a lot of nature. With like everybody in kimonos kind of.
That's what I thought when the first time,
right?
I thought most of the people were wearing kimonos and they have katanas.
I wouldn't say katanas, but
similar, yeah. And there are lots of ninjas.
Really?
So, when I came back, I thought, okay, it's a city, right?
Yeah.
That's only Tokyo. And so it was a little bit disappointing in a way. And that was when I started to be interested in environmental issues because of my body problems.
So that inspired you to begin this project of Ekotowaza?
At the time, I didn't really like Japan. This is always this identity crisis.
Right,
that
people get. You had the same problem. I went through the same thing.
But at one point, you kind of like recover, and then you start to like the country and adore the culture. So, and that, for me, that was when I went back to California during university.
I see.
People always asking me where I'm from, and I have to say I'm from Japan. In the beginning, I was saying, I'm from Japan, but I grew up in the States.
Oh my gosh, I have the exact same problem.
It takes like a couple minutes to explain.
Oh,
It doesn't really matter. Then I kind of like overcame that. Then I really appreciate Japan and noticed that there's a lot of things like, that the rest of the world doesn't know because of language barriers or cultural barriers. So I thought maybe I can be a bridge between Japan and the rest of the world.
That's one of our missions.
Oh, that's right.
アイデンティティクライシスっていうか、帰国子女でっていうところでアイデンティティクライシスに陥ったんだけども、でもそれでまだアメリカに行って日本の様子、それをそろそろ客観的に見るっていうか、日本を、
そうですね、
っていう感じだったんでしょうね。
そうなんです。
But I think it's wonderful that you focused on the environmental issues to bridge the gap between Japan and the world. So how did you start this actual project?
The project, the environmental issue was always my theme. Like it was my theme of my life. So and I thought that Japan has all these kogai, industrial pollution. It overcame it. So I thought that it's a good start. And actually, I went around a lot of exhibitions or went around Otaku, for example. And I just knocked on people's companies and asked them if they were interested in exporting or at least telling overseas.
And how did they react to that?
I thought that was weird.
Not very Japanese.
No, I was 25 at the time, so people thought that, it's a girl. Who wants to have a girl do that? But there were a few companies that were interested in us. And that's the reason why I started from a magazine. I wanted something tangible because I was, 25 years old, nothing, no experience in exporting. I just wanted to do something for them, and so that's why we made this magazine to, and not really promotion, but we just wanted to introduce what they're doing.
そう、そこがすごいんですよ。まずだからね、何もない、何も子供してもない人が。初めて大田区の町工場とかノックして何者でもない
女性一人で、
しかもここももう一つすごい、 雑誌から始めたわけですよね、
はい、
でそれはさっきおっしゃった通り、そう手に取って見るものがっていう、うんうん、やっぱりそこで要するに自分たちの覚悟というかパワーというかね、うん、
そうですね、
そういうのを示したかったっていうね、もうだからこれはすごいですよ、本当に我々もちょっと学びたいところでございますけどね、
うん、
でちょっとね話は佳境にこれから入っていくんです、
うん、
だけどちょっとここで一息入れたいなと思ってますけど、
はい、
はい、でねここでちょっとね大塚さんがぜひともそのリスナーの皆さんに聴いていただきたいと思う曲ご紹介いただきたいなと思ってますけど、インドネシアの、
Do you have a song you'd like to introduce to us? You can choose any.
インドネシアでも、
Indonesian?
OK、 じゃあちょっと名前ね後で教えてもらいましょうね、はい、
yeah, Let's listen to the song first.
そうです、
うん、
インドネシア語だから難しいです、はい、お聞きください。
It's in English, it's in English.
English、 あ、そうですか、すみません、
okay.
じゃあお聞きください、どうぞ。はい、曲をお聴きいただきましたけども、すいません無茶振りしちゃって
すいませんで
した。曲紹介改めて、
はい、That was Sing Your Mind by Sherina Munaf. She's a beautiful singer from Indonesia.
でなんか面白い話を聞きまして、このシェリナさんっていう方は、そのシェリナっていう名前、
シェリナ、
ね、シェリナ、
シェリナ、そうそう、日本の六本木のお店から、ね、
シェリナステーキハウスだったかな、うん、はい、そういう方でございました。で、まあ今日はですね、先週に引き続きまして日本のエコを世界に発信する株式会社エコトワザ代表取締役大塚玲奈さんをお迎えしてお送りしています、スマイアス東京ですけども、で、まあ、先ほどちょっと前半でも、ね、ちょっと触れました、
うん、
あの会社設立エピソードなんですけども、もうちょっと突っ込んでいこうかなと思ってますけどね、うん、で、あのこれがあの、まあさまあ、先週も言いましたね、そのリクルート在籍時代2006年に立ち上げましたと、
はい、
でこれがびっくりしたのがですね、あのアルゴアの不都合な真実を見た翌日に辞表を出したっていうのですけどもこれはそうなんですかね。
So, yeah. So Reina, before you started the Ekotowaza, you were in the recruit company and I guess you were doing real estate?
Yes,
something in real estate
in
that
magazine,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is it true that you watched The Inconvenient Truth and then the next day you decided you're going to quit and start your own business for environmental friendly?
Yes, yes, but I do have to add on a little bit to it.
Okay, okay. Sure, please.
Yeah, I've always wanted to start my own company before even entering the companies, and everybody knew about that. So, and I did say, you know, that I wanted to quit like a few times, but every time I do that, like, you know, people were saying, no, you're still too young. But basically, it's a really good company. They're enhancing people to start their own companies. And I thought, I saw the movie, and the movie itself was good, but more than that, I thought that everybody watching the movie were really like going into it, and they were agreeing that environment and the economy can go hand in hand. And that was the message I was trying to say like from 10 years ago, and nobody, I thought nobody was listening to me, but like everybody was. So I thought, okay, people are really, maybe they're changing, or maybe they're starting to think like that. So I thought, okay, this is the time that I have to start.
That's great. So you were in the right time at the right place.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
With the right theme.
Yeah, with the right people.
Yeah. Right people.
Yeah.
だからこの不都合の真実を見て、まあ、それまでね何回かもともと起業されたいと思ってましたから、だってそのちょっと先週お聞きしたんですけど、その中学高校時代からもその環境をビジネスで解決していこう、環境問題ビジネスで解決していこうっていうことを仕事にしていこうという目標はすでにあった、
そうですね、
もう昔から、昔からあった。
You were ahead of your time, maybe.
まあそれはもちろん個人の経験から来てるんだけど、前足っていうね。でそれで、まあ、リクルート在籍時代からも何回かその、まあ、そういうことを、今がチャンスか今がチャンスかって 2,3 回ぐらいあったっていう話を聞きましたよ ね、 でも最終的に後押ししたのがその不都合の真実で、まあ、観客の反応ですね、それで、まあ、もし10年前だったらそういう、まあ、そんなには反応なかったかもしれないけど、これはもうちょっと後ですよね。
そうですね、
5年ぐらい前かな、2007年だから、
ね、
そう4年ぐらい前、
ね、
そうだからもうそのムーブメントがあったっていうことで、
そうですね、あのあたりから急激に変わり始めます。
そうですね、まあ、この不都合の真実なのかもしれないけど、わからないですけどね。 それで自分も、まあ、触発されたとかその後押しされて今がチャンスだ、
うん、
ついにこれが今のチャンス、これはチャンスだっていう感じだったんですかね、うん、
まあ、今やらないと I thought that、I just have to start now or else I will never do、so I thought okay I will go and talk to my boss、and,
and it's interesting you started with the magazine
first? そう、
yeah. And did you actually publish it yourself? Or,、
それ興味ありますね
Did you partner with a publishing company?
No, no, no、everything was in-house and、oh. it was crazy in the beginning we know nothing about it
それも聞きたい、うん、
Actually、after I、Well, like I started this company. In the first year, we weren't really doing anything.、Mm. I mean, looking back, we were doing a lot of things, but like nothing really worked out.、
Mm.
And、the next year, we just started to say, okay, let's do something tangible.、Mm. And we just have to start. And、so we just stopped, you know, thinking and we just stopped、mm-hmm. just talking to people、mm-hmm. and started to make this magazine.、Mm-hmm. And、at that time, a friend from junior high school,、mm-hmm. She's been friends for like, you know, a long time. She's now joining us.、she joined us、the next year. And we, both of us、had nothing to do with magazines. We、right. never made magazines.、
Yeah.
But she, you know, kind of studied like Illustrator and wow. we just started to make our own like 12 pages
mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm.
And then it started to get a little bit thicker and mm-hmm. now we have like a designer that's helping us and wow. also writers and photographers.
Mm-hmm. So it's a seasonal mm-hmm. issue.
It's seasonal,
so
yes.
was that in both English and Japanese?
Yes, it has been bilingual throughout mm-hmm. this time, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you actually went to the bookstores and、yeah. tried to sell, I mean, well, asked、
yes.
them to sell.
Again, I knocked on all the bookstores.
Yeah, すごい. Yeah,
yeah. Mm.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah. But it's very difficult to, you know, actually distribute these magazines、mm. in Japan. So I guess it's all over the world. But、so we only have, like, good relations with...、bookstores that actually know what we're doing and they agree to our vision, so it's very helpful.
But now it's available online as well.
Of course, yes. It's on Amazon as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. on Amazon.
Amazon、
uh-huh.
Yeah,
started
it.でも話をちょっと思いっきり戻すとですね最初12ページから始まったんですか0ページ
です
ね
0号は
0号
0
号0号0号0号っていう名前にもなんか思いがありそうですねなんかね
0号は it was a newspaper actually
あ、ニュースペーパーの扱いか
even a magazine
マガジンじゃなかった
it became a magazine from volume 3
でも最初じゃあ12ページの時はもう自分たちお二人だけで書いてた。
そうですね。I wrote and it's funny like I write the English and then I translate it into Japanese、mm-hmm. and the girl makes it. The other Gachan, that's her name.
Gachan ってそうですね。
She makes it into this illustrator. Yeah, it was crazy.
But it must have been fun, right?
It's fun. I mean, it's been fun all the time. But
まあね、でも、でもそれで雑誌にニュースペーパーじゃなくて雑誌にするぞって思ったんですか、
mm. そうですね、yeah. Because we wanted more contents and we wanted to be more
で、like、ライターさんも集まって、mm. 集めたんですか集まってきたんですか
I mean, we were always like looking for people, good people、
mm-hmm.
that can write.
Wasn't it difficult financially? I mean,
it's
you have to ask
still difficult financially.
But now it's actually a full, you know, published、magazine.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you started with a 12 page, I can imagine, you know,、yeah. the printing costs and stuff like that.
It's always like an、egg and a hen kind of situation, I guess. Yeah.
で、そんなね、まあ、まあ、海の苦しみというかね味わったそのエコトワザさんですけど、まあ、それでオンラインなり、まあ、先週もお話した通りその、まあ、いろんなねプロダクツ南部鉄器の
プロダクツ you mentioned too right not only products but you also
プロダクツもそうですよだから要するにプロダクツはその一部でしかないわけですけど
そうですね
だからあもちろんそのそういったのも紹介しつつ、まあ、マガジン雑誌とかウェブでそういったその日本のエコを
そうですね。We just want to like we want it to be like a learning site so people can come and learn how like actual projects are taking place or there are always like learnings that you can take home so it would be great if people from other countries like read the projects that are like happening in Japan and do something similar in their country. So
well as an expert on green living, right? Would you say Japan is, you know, eco-friendly compared to other countries,
or
are we ahead or behind, or I mean, how would you rate?
Japan. There's always, you know, like good parts and, you know, bad parts. And I would say, like, for example, we do have a lot of packaging, and that's always not very good.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But
I agree with that.
Again, it comes from the culture that we used to have this furoshiki. Mm. And we used to, you know, it's being polite, right?
Mm. Yes.
So it's just that, like, like a lot of, I shouldn't say Western maybe, but, like, you know, a new way of economy came in. Mm-hmm. And the people started to use paper instead of furoshiki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
ah,
you know,
so
it's things like that. So if you go back to the origins, there's always a lot of good things. So, and a lot of people are changing these days. It's not like going back.
Yeah, I actually agree, you know, because, like, if looking back, Japan is a pretty eco-friendly place. I mean, long time ago.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, somewhere along the way, it just kind of got into this over, you know, even the packaging.
More consumption.
Yeah. And, you know, luxury became everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe during the bubble, I don't know.
But,
yeah. And so maybe now people are starting to appreciate, you know, how it was before.
Yeah.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Japan is supposed to be, you know, simple, clean, minimalist.
All
along the time, maybe it wasn't the mainstream, but there always have been people who are, like, you know, doing organics, for example.
いつの世もいたと。
Mothers who are really caring about how to consume. So it's all the countries are like that, I think.
そう、だからそういうね、日本の先人たちが築いた知恵を。まあ、言ってみれば大塚さんが受け継いでいくっていう形だと思うんですけれども、それでその受け取ったボールを持って、
はい、
さあどこへ進んでいくのかっていう話をしたいんですけどね。
What's your mission?
そうです。
What's your envision for your future?
Well, for the future, I think this what we are trying to do is trying to remake Japan, and we're trying to, like, there are a lot of small dots are all around the country, so we really want to reconnect these dots and good, like, you know, analyze all these good deeds and in a sustainable way, like in a global context. So people from around the world can gather to Japan and come to study, like a field study. So we want to make Japan into this big field study island where you can learn about sustainability or sustainable social, like, creation. So that's what I really want to do. It's going to be a long way, maybe. But
that's very exciting. Yeah. And I think it's actually, you know, one way for Japan to look forward and focus in the future. Because, you know, now everybody's saying the Japanese economy is a little, you know, shaky. And then, you know, after the bubble, Japan doesn't really have a vision or something. So, I think that's actually a very good thing for Japan, too.
そうですね。
That's exciting.
そう、日本、世界中から研究者とかが集まって、日本で研究者に限らないけど、いろんな人が集まって日本でそのフィールドスタディっていうのをね、そういうセンターですよね。センター、エコのセンターになれば、そういうふうな、それに貢献していくっていうミッションですよね。はい。もっとね、お話をお聞きしたいんですけど、残念ながら時間がちょっと。そうなんですよ。でもね、ご安心ください。実はマイアス東京ウェブサイト版向けにもインタビューしてるんですよ。もっといろんな話聞いてるんです。なのでそちらじっくりと心ゆくまで大塚さんのアクティビティーズ、ヒストリーのミッションについてお読みいただければと思います。でこの番組のブログに、ね、その URL 貼っておきますのでそちらからご覧ください。はい、先週から2週にわたり深いお話をお聞かせいただきました。
Yes, thank you very much for joining us.
はい、大塚玲奈さんでした。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございます。